Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey. Hello, welcome back to Diving Into Writing. This is episode 2, and this week we're talking about what inspires us as writers.
And you said that you wanted to talk about the muse, but I don't really know what you mean by a muse, unless you mean in the history sense where people had some kind of inspiration, maybe an angel or maybe a very rich person.
That is not quite the same thing. That is what I mean. So you know how the world is made up of the mundane and going to work and cooking tea and going shopping and getting your car fixed. But there's also another level to it where coincidences happen that should never be possible, and where you know who's going to ring on the phone, where you have just that magic that is there, that I write about. and that muse, that's the muse I mean. So when you talk about the artist's way,
yeah,
and writing in your journal and the magic that is created because of that, that's what I'm talking about.
I see. Well, it certainly was an inspiration to read Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way, quite an old book now, but really I don't think there's been anything to equal it. And the thing I took from that was the idea of writing 3 pages in the morning. And it's supposed to be the morning because the right side of your brain is more active in the morning. And as the day goes by, you get more into the left side. So I would say that Julia Cameron was an inspiration, because I started doing this exercise and it got me into writing in the first place. So what inspired you to start?
Well, to start writing, that was just believing that I could do it better than whatever author I'd happened to, whatever unfortunate author I'd happened to read. And knowing that I'd, always knowing that I would write though, but never actually in my 20s and 30s sitting down and doing it, kind of having the time or the motivation. Partly that, and partly, I think I had an unrealistic view of what it was. I thought I overestimated my talent enormously. And then when I did sit down to write, it was, now when I look back at it, because I've still got those pieces, it was really rubbish. Because it is when you start, isn't it?
So where does the muse fit in? Was Laura a muse? Laura was our creative writing tutor, and where we met was her creative writing class. So does she count as a muse?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was about they talk about learning the craft. It was about learning the craft and not thinking. I think I started thinking that I would just be able to do it. And I think a lot of people do, actually, because when you talk to people in the street or people, your relatives, and they say, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to write a book. And it's almost like people think, oh, if I just had time and sat down, I'd be able to do it. And, of course, there are so many things to learn before you can do that. And I was one of those people that just thought I would be able to sit down and write a book and sell it.
Yes. Well, I didn't think quite that, but I do think getting together with other people who all want to write, or just together, the two of us, is a great help, because writing can be a lonely business, and some of that you might enjoy, just time to yourself writing. But sometimes I think you do need some input from somebody else, a bit of encouragement or a new idea.
doing the writing classes just taught me an awful lot. It taught me, first of all, that I didn't know anything, and then it taught me what I needed to know. And we have done other classes as well, haven't we?
Yes, we did a day course, didn't we? That was good.
Yeah.
More like a retreat where you could write and get feedback.
Yeah, and the feedback's really important.
Yeah.
And I can remember the first time going into Laura's class and not wanting to share my work and thinking that I would never do that.
I remember you saying that. Yeah. You didn't want to read it out, did you?
No, well, I'd never shown anyone. Yeah. I'd never shown anyone, not even my nearest, well, definitely not my nearest and dearest, yeah, because he is Mr. Hypercritical, which has its uses, but yeah, that would have destroyed me.
We've talked about that before, about being careful who you show your work to and when. So in the class, I didn't want to show anything I'd written the first few classes we went to, just because it was very early days in writing a novel. The class was called Writing a Novel, so we were all there for that reason. Mm. But I was very early days in mine, so I knew I'd be a bit crushed if I got too much criticism too early. But I did find the feedback from the class really useful, and from the tutor.
That I think that we were really lucky with that class. And Laura's brilliant at actually giving you feedback that's honest, but without destroying you.
Yes.
Which is a skill in itself.
It is.
It was quite good as well, because you learnt how to give feedback to other people, which comes in handy if you're, well, just for writing reviews or anything.
Yes. And some people are better at it than others, but you do get better as well. So other things that have inspired us, we've talked about the class and being buddies, and meeting. We meet every week, or if anything happens like a holiday, it might be every 2 weeks. But it's worked very well.
We've done things like go to Off the Shelf, haven't we?
Yes.
Which is a literary festival in Sheffield, where we live. And they have not just writers, but they have artists of all sorts, don't they?
Yes. So it can be quite wide, the inspirational field, can't it?
A lot of my inspiration now, some of it comes from work, as in wanting to fix things that you can't fix. So you can take that into your writing and kill someone off.
Or sounds create, very dramatic.
Yeah, create a character that you want to kill off. So some of it is from work, and some of it is from reading other authors.
I think you've been inspired as well by the conference you went to.
Oh yeah, the 20 to 50 books.
Yes.
Yeah, well that's a marketing conference. Mm. But yeah, there's a real energy there, of everyone kind of wanting the same thing and also supporting each other. Yeah, yeah, that was inspiring.
And the other thing that you've said that I think is about inspiration is the fact that you call yourself and are an indie writer.
Mm.
And something about that, what would you say was the importance of that to you?
Being in control of what, and choosing what I write, what book covers I have. Can you remember we went to see Off the Shelf? There was a publisher that was setting up in Sheffield.
Yes.
And I, can you remember me asking him, so as an author, would I get to choose my book covers, and would I be able to? And I think he said that they work with the author, but yes. I think that that's because it was a little publisher, wasn't it, as opposed to one of the big ones. And I just felt that that would be really important to me to have that. So it isn't about the money. It was about, it's more about the control and being able to say, I think things should be done this way.
Having your own artistic vision for the whole thing.
Yeah.
How it looks and everything about the presentation.
And being able to put the work in and get something out. So I can just decide in July I'm going to publish a novel, and then I'm going to publish one in August. Yes. That sort of thing. Just being able to do that, as long as you can write them. Yeah.
So, and you've done something I've never done, which is contribute to a collection of short stories. Was that inspiring?
Yeah. Well, that because I am a fan of Michael Anderley, so I did write for, I think it was it's the third volume of Fans Write in the Catherian universe. Yes, that was that's a brilliant experience, because it's a lovely supportive group for a start. And then there were boundaries on writing the story which actually helped. Whereas when I've tried to write my own short stories, they've turned into longer stories, and then into novels.
Yes.
But having a word limit did actually help.
And you worked closely with an editor, and you had never done that before.
No, that was my first experience, yeah. Yes.
Both of us have found that in times when you haven't got time to write, it's quite good to write a shorter piece. You can't always be writing your novel. So I've occasionally written a poem and you've done the short stories.
Mm.
And that can be really helpful, because all of us have busy lives. And sometimes you lose the thread of your novel and you just need to do something else for a bit.
And writing is writing. So it keeps you in that mindset, that creative mindset. That's what I find. I think short stories are brilliant to start with. It's not the way I started, but it would be something that I would recommend.
Yeah.
Just because you get your results straight away. Mm. And then if you want to try something from a different point of view, or just try something to change things, it's much easier to do and much quicker to do. Whereas writing a 90,000 word novel and then deciding that your point of view isn't right, or your tense isn't right, it's a huge piece of work then.
Mm.
So it's a good way of practicing. Yes.
And some writers do competitions a lot, and I know a few writers who've been very successful after entering a competition and then taken off with their writing. I cut out a competition this week, but whether I'll do it or not, it's 800 words. Which, as we've said, is quite hard to write a small number of words.
Yeah, the smaller number, the harder. It's like writing book blurbs as well. Yeah. That's incredibly difficult. Some people probably find it easy. I don't find it easy. I have to work at it.
I guess what we haven't talked about so much is writers that inspire us. So I would say, you know, my favourites. So David Nichols is my favourite. Like William Boyd and Elena Ferrante, and probably other writers that aren't coming to mind at the moment, but for different reasons. Like, you know, sometimes I just want an easy read, so I have certain things that I turn to, like Sarah Paretsky crime novels, when I just want to relax and properly chill with a book. But those three authors are the ones closest to where I'd be trying to go with my writing.
You like the same authors as my husband.
Yes.
Whereas when we met in the class, I remember one conversation in the kitchen about authors and who people liked. And I was like, no one will have heard of any of the authors that I love.
And I certainly haven't heard of any of them.
I think I said Stephen King.
Did you? I have heard of Stephen King.
Yeah, I think I picked Stephen King. Yeah. He was one of the authors that I've read since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So that was easy. But yeah, Ilona Andrews and Helen Harper and urban fantasy authors.
Yeah.
Susan Eileen.
But the thing you said that surprised me was some of those authors that I'd never heard of are real bestsellers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Michael Anderley.
Yeah, well, he sells an enormous amount of books.
And Nalini Singh?
Nalini Singh. Yeah, she's traditionally published. I think she does both, actually, yes. Nalini.
But I had never heard of any of those names, and yet some of them are very big sellers, aren't they?
Yeah. So it depends angle you're coming from, isn't it? Mm. Or what genre or what you like. So you haven't necessarily heard of other people. But I felt like when we were in the writing group that everyone was quite literary. And there's me with my urban fantasy and my genres.
Well, I like reading crime novels and historical crime novels. So there may have been a feeling of that, but I think it's great to hear more about different areas of reading that you might not have encountered yourself. Mm. It's one of the things I've enjoyed about talking. Got to know some new authors and a whole new perspective.
It is good to be forced to read things that are good for you.
You wouldn't be forced to read mine, though, would you? You've not read one of them yet.
Oh, yeah, I will do. I think Marcus has got me to read stuff in the past. I've got you to read Ben Aronovich, haven't I?
Yeah, and I like that. And we've talked a little bit about how good it is to hear an author's voice. I liked hearing Michelle Obama because I listened to her podcast first before I bought the book, a few excerpts from the book, and I loved hearing it in her voice. And I do think it's interesting to hear authors talking either on a podcast or you can go. I've been to the library and heard writers talking. Heard Kate Atkinson, for instance, talking about her writing. And you can often read about writers and what they do, how they write, what they like to do in terms of what time of day and just simple things like that. So that can be inspiring as well.
They all do different things, don't they?
Yeah, which is good because we all are different.
Well, for me, it's not what I would choose to do necessarily. It's where I can fit it in. So just having a busy life, it is. Mm. So when you were writing your journal, first thing in the morning, that would be no good for me because the dogs would have been whining at me for the full entire time. So,
And that used to be my only way of writing was if I woke up with an idea first thing in the morning. But now I'm trying out more methods of writing than that. So what other things? Have we missed out anything that inspires us?
I think that we had lots of things that inspired us.
We may have said quite a few. And it's such a big area that we'll probably come back to it. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening.
If you do have a few moments to leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast catcher of choice, that's a bit of a tongue twister. We'd be ever so grateful. It just improves our visibility to other people looking for writing podcasts. Thank you, and we'll see you in a fortnight.